America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 and ticket open lines, 248-539-9797. Kang, you see the text come in. Is there anybody with me? Am I the only one that thinks this is going to be a... I like the Lions a lot tonight.
There's a couple that came in that are backing you. I think the majority are cautious, though.
I bet a lot of them. I know this one is a very, very popular thing to do. Well, since Karsh likes them, I know they're going to lose now.
There you go. Yeah. Well, it's not like it was Rieger that said it.
It's a really popular thing to say. We got a Franco and Clausen. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Franco.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Doing great.
Good. Well, you know, I kind of figured the Tigers were going to be champs this week, but my champ is the Tigers. But my main reason is thanks for taking care of it on Friday so we can all enjoy our weekend.
Right. Have a whole, you know, whole weekend to celebrate.
That's right.
Right. I mean, it's like if they didn't win Friday, we have to go. Boy, we got to wait Saturday. You know, so took care of it. And my champ, I don't know if you guys watched the Monday night game last night or the Sunday night game, excuse me. I don't know what coach called that Buffalo Bill trick play at some point when the Bills have grown momentum. So they changed the whole trajectory of the game. So
okay, the one that got blown up by the former Lion?
Yeah, they tossed him, they ran and he tossed it back to the quarterback and then he fumbled.
Yeah, he got crushed. Yeah, Kyle Van Noy blew that play up.
Yeah,
it's like, crazy to hear that Kyle Van Noy has two sacks in three straight games. Like he's developed into this real nice pass rusher, and good for him for reinventing himself and being the player he thought he was.
And Buffalo was changing the momentum of the game until that play, and then it was all over after that. I was like, whatever.
You know what's crazy is that game starts and Baltimore looks unstoppable. Buffalo's undefeated and are just getting clowned on early in the game, and I'm like, we've seen this before. Like, Baltimore can do this to you.
Yeah.
With that defense, with Lamar, and now with King Henry. And I'm just like, there's a reason why I picked them to go to the Super Bowl, and then they kind of got off to a wonky start to the season. But, we've seen that game before. The Lions played that game last year in Baltimore.
Well, when you can just hand the ball off to a guy who's going to get 6-7 yards every time, and as it was, is... it was 8 yards per carry, but he had an 87-yard run. Derrick Henry.
First play from scrimmage.
Yeah, I mean, Derrick Henry's just ridiculous. Yep. And then you combine that with Lamar Jackson. Okay, which guy do you key on in the backfield? I mean, it can be amazing. And it's a slow start to the season for Baltimore, but last night felt like okay, this is the now Baltimore has they're starting to get in the groove. They know what they can do with these guys, and from here on forth, watch out for them because they can be tough. Buffalo, that's their first loss of the season with the game last night, but you can't help but think, how far is Buffalo going to go? I was thinking about this today. If I gave you a choice of you start your football team right now, okay?
Yep.
And you have your choice of Dak Prescott, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence to be your quarterback, and Joe Burrow.
Well, a lot of those guys, like Burrow, I'm worried about injuries. Trevor Lawrence, no way. I mean, it's funny because it's probably Josh Allen. And the crazy thing is, I think it became a hot thing to say it's over for Josh Allen. I think people were predicting doom and gloom for Josh Allen going into this season. And I was like, I don't follow it closely enough. I'm not going to get on board with this. And I'm glad I didn't. But, you know, he struggled last night. Although the touchdown pass where he's going out of bounds, that was ridiculous.
At times he's got that ridiculous talent. But he puts himself way too much at risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll take some hits now.
Yet, in all the but all those quarterbacks have they all have an issue. You know, I mean, Justin Herbert doesn't look. I never feel like he looks something special, and then he comes up with one brilliant pass, but it's not enough.
So the other thing that's super interesting and really does affect us is Minnesota going into Green Bay, and I mean, open that game looked like they were going to just completely annihilate the Packers, getting up 28-0. And look, I mean, we joke about it all the time because I thought Malik Willis would be a worthy investment for the Lions in the draft, and then he's done jack squat, and now he gets traded to probably the last place I wanted to see him go, Green Bay, and oh great, he's won two games. I can't even enjoy it because I want him to lose every time out. But they go back to Jordan Love, and Jordan Love throws three picks, has to throw the ball 50-plus times because they fell behind, and Green Bay loses with the return of their quarterback, and they are 0-2, and Jordan Love starts. But maybe more impressively is Minnesota's 4-0. More importantly, Minnesota's 4-0.
Yeah, they're 4-0, and they're getting things done on the defensive side. And then they jumped out of that 28-7 lead. It's 28-7 after three quarters of football. All right, I know the final score is 31-29. They held on to win.
Yep.
But you know what? We all know what happens in the fourth quarter. Teams let up, and this is where you start to pad your stats a little bit, and that's exactly what Jordan Love did. Just threw the ball a ton and ends up with the numbers that he had. But this is a Sam Darnold story. It's Sam Darnold's tale of redemption, where he had played in, you know, other stops like the Jets and with Carolina, and you know, briefly with San Francisco last year, and he'd been horrible. Had never completed more than 62% of his passes in any season. With the Vikings, he's completing 69% of his passes.
Yep.
You know, he's
got weapons.
He's thrown 11 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. It's a great rate there. His quarterback rating on the year so far is 118.9. His previous high rating in his career for any season was 92.6, and that was in 6 games with Carolina in 2022. He's not been good, but you put him into an offense that actually has players when you get to throw to the best receiver in football, and you've got a tight end who's good, and you've got a running game. All of a sudden, you look at the Vikings in a different way, and knowing that the Vikings also have a pretty good defense, their defensive coordinator, Flores, is really good. And now we're starting to look at it now a little more closely over the last 5 days because we brought it up last week on the show that we have to start worrying about Minnesota. And I think the answer is yes.
Yeah. I mean, look, Darnold, you know, sustainability is a big question there, of course. Mm-hmm. And teams can get hot, come out of the gate hot, and then cool off. But, you know, Minnesota has to be accounted for now in this division. And I'm not, you know, we often talk about how Jared Goff, the second act of his career here in Detroit, has been really good. What exactly act is Sam Darnold on? What act is Baker Mayfield on? Because these two have bounced around and multiple teams have given, you know, kicked the tires and gave it a go with these guys. And it's finally working deeper into their careers.
Both benefit from being now on teams that have players. Like, in Tampa, he's had receivers to throw to for 2 years. They got guys there. And Godwin and Evans are awfully good. And then you look at what Darnold has in Minnesota with throwing to Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. And you get, obviously the former Lions tight end, who I don't think played.
Hockenson hasn't played this year.
Yeah, but when he's ready to go, that's another element that's just going to take him to a different level. They've got guys.
I mean, it helps being on a better team, of course, with better teammates, but we always leave out the fact guys can get better. Maybe they just got better, but it took a lot longer time than others. You know, when you're a first-round pick, everyone wants it right away, right? Maybe Sam Darnold, the fact that he's been in the league this long, is able to progress, be more accurate, go through his progressions, things like that. Same thing with Baker Mayfield. Because the craziest thing is, you guys brought up Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen before. Now you're talking about Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. All four of those quarterbacks are in the 2018 draft class. They're from the exact same draft class, you know? Wow. And so Lamar's won a couple MVPs, and Josh Allen, everyone thinks he's going to win an MVP. Darnold and Baker were pick one and pick three in that draft class. They just took them a lot longer to get to where we think they were supposed to be when they were drafted, right? Good quarterbacks in this league. So Lamar and Josh, it took them some time too, but they did it quicker, of course. And Darnold and Baker Mayfield, it's crazy. Maybe it took them, 6 years, right?
248-539-9797. All right, has this started to lose its luster a little bit? We'll explain today at 1:16. Open lines. It is Carson Anderson. Get your champ and chump votes in. I think the Lions are going to roll. Who's with me? Anyone out there just think the Tigers are a team of destiny and they're headed to the World Series? And it's on that team of destiny stuff. They just can't be stopped.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.